From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. A joint venture between cell phone companies could boost the popularity of mobile payments in Salt Lake City. New digital wallet apps could allow consumers to purchase all kinds of items with a smartphone. One of the largest participating organizations is the Utah Transit Authority. Adelaide Chen has that story for us.
Are you about ready to go? Okay.
Jerry Carpenter of the Utah Transit Authority is showing me the future of public transit. He gets on a bus, whips out a smartphone with something called Google Wallet downloaded onto it, and before he finishes talking, he's already paid for his ride.
So I'm just entering the PIN number. The payment is activated. And then you tap to the device.
So let me explain. The devices that you tap on and tap off with your electronic pass, they've been equipped to handle smartphone payments all this time. But the transit agency hasn't publicized it because only certain smartphone models come equipped to do this. And they haven't saturated the market yet, nor have contactless credit cards, which all use the same technology.
Right now, only about 1% of all of the riders actually pay for their trip using a contactless credit or debit card, and an even fewer number are currently using mobile devices.
Some consumers had anticipated the iPhone 5 would come equipped for mobile payments, but it didn't. So options are limited. But the Samsung Galaxy S3 has the special chip and can run the app using Sprint or Virgin Mobile. More of these compatible models will be coming out on the market before the end of this year, says Al Chan, a former director of emerging technologies at Visa and a former program manager for Motorola.
Technology has matured to a point where they can now be incorporated into these mobile smartphones and released into the mass market.
Once you get a smartphone that's equipped, one of the hurdles is getting you, the consumer, in the habit of paying with your smartphone by using a digital wallet,
which is a mechanism from which to store your very protected information, such as credit cards, in your phone without someone being able to see it.
The Google Wallet app dominates this small but growing market and is accepted on UTA buses and train stations. But a new competitor made up of AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon Wireless is coming. Their joint venture, called ISIS, would not confirm when the wallet would be available. It was originally scheduled to launch this summer in Salt Lake City. Chan says with all these competing wallets, the challenge is getting merchants to accept them as a form of payment.
When you walk into a store, sometimes you see the Visa mark or the American Express mark pasted on their window, meaning that that store accepts that particular brand of credit card. Wallets are the same concept. The stores are going to have to sign up to accept these wallets in order for any of these particular wallets to gain momentum in the market.
UTA has agreed to accept ISIS as a form of payment, but today it's still unusual to find a rider paying with a smartphone. For Patricia Diaz, a senior at the University of Utah who takes public transit daily, she says she wouldn't mind switching over.
I think it would be easier to convert just because with now I just use my card, so if I use my phone it wouldn't matter because I always have my phone with me.
And if you're one of those customers who thinks it's easier to pay with a tap of your phone than to swipe a credit card, you'll probably be adopting this technology sometime soon. For KUER News, I'm Adelaide Chen.
And this is KUER 90.1.